This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open here. We're kicking off the second hour of the program, and you can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Government gangsters in Ottawa are now saying they are going to use the new so-called Emergencies Act powers to establish no-go zones in the city's downtown core, where if you try to go into the zone or if you defy orders to leave said zone, they will possibly arrest you and find you. So that's their latest plot. We will continue to, of course, update you on what's transpiring the best we can, from given how far we are away from all the action. And we would be there if we could be, but two reasons why we can't. Number one, the Crypto 6 situation has us on some pretty restrictive bail conditions. Are you prohibited from leaving New Hampshire?
Yeah,
me too. And even if we could leave New Hampshire, Canada just doesn't want us.
It's true.
Turns out they don't like civil disobedience protesters in Canada.
Well, they're...
And felons.
They seem very, very clear on that issue.
Yeah. There was an attempted...
On the other hand, if you are in Canada and if things get really ugly up there, consider the Free State Project, especially if you got dual citizenship or you're pretty and you want to get married.
There you go. That Viva Frey guy on his YouTube channel, I saw a clip the other day. I think the Free State Project posted it, where they were he was interviewing somebody, you know, in Ottawa or wherever, one of the protesters, and the dude started talking about, not Frey, but the guy just started talking about moving to New Hampshire, and Viva Frey mentioned that he'd heard about the Free State Project as a thing.
We should reach out to him.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, come on down. We'd love to have you. Let's go to, speaking of Free Staters, let's talk to Dave Ridley, one of the originals, one of the first movers here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Dave Ridley.
Oh, gee.
Calling us from New Hampshire. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys.
Hey. Ooh. Hey.
I'm actually calling from Colorado. I'm visiting Colorado.
Gotcha.
But do you remember Joel Winters, the Free Stater state rep?
Joel, yeah, he was one of the first state representatives as far as being
Democrat.
Elected as a Free Stater. That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
And, he, I don't think he's in New Hampshire anymore, but he is doing something that's kind of cool.
Mm.
That is, he is preparing a 3-week-long fast for September of 2022. It's a fast against political violence among the factions in the United States.
Hmm. And where is he now, and how does he plan on bringing attention to this event? Because it's hard to get attention for something like a fast if people don't really believe you're being oppressed. They'll just ignore it.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is one of those things. It's like the independence drive, in a sense, that, you know, it seems like it's too far ahead of its time, or it's not, you know, things aren't bad enough yet, that kind of thing. But he's projecting, as the rest of us are projecting, that things will get worse, and he's trying to, you know, take some kind of action.
It's a fair projection.
At the point in time where he thinks things will get worse. Now, he thinks there'll be, you know, violence connected to the November election, and he wants to do something to draw attention to his opposition to that. I don't think it's going to be a water-only fast. I think it will be a juice fast. So it doesn't sound like it will endanger his life.
It does he could have, just you know, diet, which is fasting slowly.
You know, Gandhi was able to stop, you probably saved about 2 million lives with his fast around 1948, where he was fasting against the violence that accompanied the British leaving. Pakistanis versus Hindus.
Wasn't his profile fairly high at the time at which he was doing that?
Right, and so it will be, you know, and again, sort of in a sense, it takes more courage for someone like Joel to do this, because of the fact that he doesn't have a high profile and it can kind of all be for nothing. Right. That takes, in a sense, more guts than doing it when you've already got a profile.
Mm.
Yeah, usually when you hear about fasting as a form of protest, it's usually like someone in prison, right? That somebody is in for some sort of wrongful charge, and in order to bring more attention to the conditions in the prison or the wrongful charges or whatever the situation is, that person will choose to fast. And then, you know, they send supporters on the outside, send a press release out, and hopefully the news media picks up on it. This is going to be a tough one. I'll be interested to hear how it ends up panning out. Did you get a clue as to where he moved to?
South Carolina.
Oof. Gotcha. Man, it's always such a bummer when people leave New Hampshire and go elsewhere. I realize everybody's on their own path, and they've got their reasons for doing that stuff. But, man, if we could have retained half the people that we'd left over, that had left over time, we would probably have, you know, a good chunk more people here in New Hampshire.
Mm.
Anything else, Dave, you want to share tonight?
Actually, a completely different piece of news. You guys talked about the latest news about library.
What is the latest news? I mean, we love Library. It's a decentralized media sharing protocol. It is an amazing piece of software that helps people upload and protect media files. So it could be video, it could be audio, it could be a blog post, and keep them online forever. It's really awesome. People should check it out at lbry.com. They're the ones that created Odyssey, which is the new YouTube killer out there, and it's doing a great job.
But I actually need to talk to that guy about... Whether they're far enough along that I might be able to work them out as a streaming platform for Cell 411.
Oh, that's an interesting question. I know they're going to be doing some streaming upgrades this year. I saw in their announcement as far as what their plans are for 2022. But what is it specifically, Dave, that you're referring to as far as news regarding Library?
They're Manchester-based, and they are one of the attack on them by the Securities and Exchange Commission, the attack by the federal, is one of the reasons why we have a push independence legislation in New Hampshire. This YouTube competitor, I guess they've been in front of the SEC with some kind of SEC filing or lawsuit now for, I think, almost 196 weeks, according to them.
Right.
And Library just reported that the SEC has requested another 8 weeks to continue gathering evidence with which to shake them down for $2 million.
Is that all they're demanding? I didn't know that there was a price tag on this yet. I know Library has spent over $1 million on attorney's fees and, you know, the various different time and effort they have to spend requiring, or, you know, jumping through all these government hoops and the depositions and the document requests and everything like that. Where did the $2 million number come from?
I mean, I heard it. I just don't remember where. Mm-hmm. And it may have gone up since then. I don't know.
Yeah.
The library, and it's not like a criminal thing. They're just saying, they're claiming that the library's cryptographic token is a security.
Mm-hmm.
And thus, they should have, you know, I don't know, filled out form B7/6 instead of B7/7 or whatever. You know, the library has tried to operate within the system and jump through all the hoops, and it's just very difficult to do that. And I think, you know, the fact that the SEC comes after people, you know, and shakes them down,
right.
It's like people complain and they say YouTube has the right to delete your video, and that's true. But if the competitors to YouTube are not allowed to operate freely,
mm-hmm.
while YouTube is, then that's the reason why we need independence in New Hampshire. We need a free country where there's no federal government that can tell YouTube competitors that they have to act like censorship, or, you know, not like censorship, but that they're not allowed to compete freely with YouTube without, you know, without
the other bizarre thing is a movie ticket a security? I mean, it seems like when you buy Library, all you're doing is paying in advance for. I mean, you're going to spend that eventually, presumably, on content. So I don't see how that's more of a security than a magazine subscription or a YouTube member, a paid YouTube membership.
Yeah, I mean, the SEC may not have a leg to stand on, but that doesn't mean that it's not going to cost Library a ton of money to basically make their case. And yeah, that's what they're trying to do. This is essentially lawfare, where they're coming after Library, and there's no cost to the SEC because the taxpayers are paying their side of the attorney's fees.
They can rob us blind and use that money to persecute.
Let's talk about it more.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And nobody.
You know, we've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide, and for the first time, it's available on an exchange. You can go to xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. Just an email address is all that's required to create an account there, so you can keep your privacy intact. If you like, you can deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, and then use that Tether to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. You can learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org and buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com. It's exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. Now, one of the things that Intercoin did when they first started up a little while back was that they were very, very cautious about all the SEC BS that they knew that they might face, and so they jumped through all the ridiculous hoops. I think that Library just said, look, we don't believe this thing is a security, this token that they have called the Library token.
I mean, I haven't really looked into their marketing materials or... I mean, what exactly is the role of the token within the Library system?
Good question. So my understanding of it, having been a user of Library since not quite the beginning, but really early on, Free Talk Live has been posting videos there for years on the Library system. And you need to pay to just a very small amount of a Library token, like 1%. Of one token, and I don't know, the current price is like 3 cents or something like that for an entire token, so you're paying a very, very small amount of money to actually post a piece of media to the Library system. So you're paying to you know, do anything, right? Like with a lot of crypto-based systems, you have to pay a transaction fee to move things and do things. So there's a fee. You can bid up your post. So let's say with Library, there's an interesting naming system. Library is a decentralized, basically, it's kind of like a decentralized torrent system. So for listeners that aren't familiar, can you describe what a torrent is?
BitTorrent is basically a peer-to-peer way of moving files around where as you download your file, if there are many people downloading a file, the server will be sending different parts of the file to each person who's downloading it, or the various servers, and then they can send the parts they have to each other.
Right, right. Even if they're not complete, even if they don't have the whole file, they can still serve the portions of it that they
have. Yeah, you can always serve, you know, you can always give somebody else what you have, even if you don't have everything.
And so the idea is that if there are enough people who are what they call seeds in the torrent system, that will actually increase dramatically the potential download speeds that the next downloader can get. So if there's a system where there's only 10 seeds and they don't all have a lot of bandwidth, it might be okay. But if there's 100 of them, then you're going to go a lot faster. If there's 1,000 of them, you know, those files are going to download in seconds in a lot of cases. So you're sort of using the power of the crowd and the cloud, if you will, to move files around in a sort of a decentralized manner.
Yeah, and that also gives you some security advantages in terms of, you know, it's difficult to know who's serving what on BitTorrent.
In BitTorrent, you can get IP addresses for everybody that's serving, but they could be hiding behind Tor, or they could be hiding behind VPN. So you can achieve some privacy, but you, as the server, have to take steps. There's no privacy in the system by default, as I understand it.
Yeah, that's probably true.
That's how a lot of the media corporations will send out their cease and desist notices, is they'll put their own torrent online for whatever it is that they want to enforce on, and then whoever it is that connects to that torrent, they just grab the IP address and send out a DMCA copyright notice to whichever corporation, you know, internet service provider is behind that IP address, and then the IP address, then the corporation or the ISP sends the threat to the user associated with that IP.
Can you torrent over Tor? Is that,
I would presume you can.
I mean, there's no technical reason you shouldn't be able to, but I know that they at least encourage people to be stingy with their bandwidth.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. How common it is, I'm not sure. But certainly VPNs are a very common way for people to use torrents. Anyway, I didn't want to get too deep into the torrent discussion, but so the idea of the torrent is decentralized file service. Use multiple people connected together to serve files rather than just have... Because the standard way of downloading a thing is you have one server in a rack somewhere on the internet.
And not necessarily Iraq. It could be Iran. It could be Syria.
Right. One piece of hardware is the responsible thing, right? And if that server goes down for whatever reason, maybe it's technical, maybe they just didn't pay the bill, your file's gone. The file that you wanted to download is no longer available. Now, of course, you know, centralized solutions have content manager, content delivery networks where there might be more than one server around, but that's all still run by one corporation. So torrenting truly decentralizes that. But the one thing torrenting doesn't have is it doesn't have an index. They have websites that do the index. So, like, the Pirate Bay is one of the most common ones, but that's still a centralized server. So now the Pirate Bay has mirrors, and there are other, you know, people who take the Pirate Bay's content and they put it on their site. So if the Pirate Bay main site goes down, there are alternatives. So the Pirate Bay's kind of tried to solve that problem over time. But still, the problem with these systems is they're centralized at their core. And so that's what Library purports to do, as I understand it. It basically takes the torrenting technology and it rolls it up with a blockchain-based index. So the files in Library aren't stored on the blockchain. The media files, the videos that you're seeing, the whatever it is that you might be watching on Odyssey, they're not stored on the blockchain.
It would be prohibitively expensive to store video files on the blockchain.
Right. So what the blockchain is doing is it's just acting as essentially the torrent index. And so it allows you to search, which is something that, you know, you generally can't do with torrents. And it allows, you know, an organizational system to exist. And so that's what they've done with Library. And they've, you know, rolled it into a blockchain. And so there's a token that's involved. And one of the things you can do with the token that's interesting is you can bid on the names. Because it's a decentralized system, there's no authority that can say, you are the one true nobody. Right, because there could be another nobody out there who wants to have his own channel, you know, odyssey.com/nobody, right? So how do you discern which is the true nobody, which is the most popular nobody? Well, whichever one has the most Library tokens in their wallet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how they decide, like, how to issue the /nobody, you know, URL. You could lose it if somebody else comes in with more tokens.
Okay, yeah, there's something similar I think that's been done with DNS. I don't know if it's Namecoin or...
Namecoin's a really old decentralized name or domain name service.
Yeah.
There's more coming up here in moments. The number is 603-283-6160, but is it a security? And I want to continue. We'll discuss that coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Education Department is suspending the seizure of tax refunds and Social Security checks for borrowers who have defaulted on student loan payments. The suspension of forced collection runs until November 1st. Roughly 9 million people have fallen behind at least 270 days on student loan payments. President Biden spent part of his Tuesday speaking at a conference of county executives in Washington, D.C., Biden promoting his economic policies.
We were able to add education jobs in 2021. You got county law enforcement officers, first responders back in the job so ambulance could arrive on time.
The president stressing that America is experiencing the strongest economic growth in nearly 40 years and Biden vowing to work like the devil to get gas prices down. This is USA Radio News. A former Surgeon General is talking about staying healthy in a post-mask vaccine mandate world.
With new COVID-19 infections dropping fast, many states are going away from the mask and vaccine mandates. Now, former Surgeon General Jerome Adams told Newsmax that his focus is now on helping people make smart decisions to keep themselves safe.
We know that's the direction America is going into, and so what I've been focused on is helping people understand how they can make smart decisions. MTV, masking if you choose to mask, whether or not there's a mandate or not, testing, prompt treatment, and then vaccinations. Get your vaccine, get your booster.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A federal jury concluded the New York Times didn't defame Sarah Palin in a 2017 editorial, a verdict that follows a judge's surprise announcement that he planned to rule against the former Republican vice presidential candidate after jurors finished their work. USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. He may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Phones open here if you want to join us. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Is the library token a so-called security? What is the library? Well, that's one of the things we've been discussing over the last couple of segments. With you tonight, it's Ian Nobody. Library is an interesting technology, and we're big fans of it here on Free Talk Live. In fact, we've been putting our videos up there for years. You can go to our Odyssey channel and subscribe to us there. Thank you to the over 1,000 people who are subscribing to us on Odyssey. Head over to video.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to the channel. We do live streaming on Odyssey as well, so you can watch the show live. And, of course, you can watch it later on and listen later as well. And hopefully we're going to have some news to announce about Odyssey in the upcoming let's say, hopefully by this summer. It's going to be a little while. We had a big project going on in the background, and I don't want to say more about it because I don't want to spoil it. But Love Odyssey, they do some really cool stuff, a freedom-friendly platform that is based on a freedom-friendly protocol. And it's important to know the difference between a platform and a protocol. Protocol is what? Nobody. How would you describe the difference?
A protocol is a set of rules that govern how a communication or a transaction happens.
Right.
So for,
and it doesn't care who's using it.
It does not.
Right. It's agnostic to that sort of thing. Whereas a platform uses protocols to communicate, but it's used by a central manager to whatever purpose its ends are, and they can decide what exists on that platform.
Yeah, so Odyssey is more or less the same as the client program that that you might have on your desktop computer to use Library Coin. It just happens to speak to Library and then to transmit that information over the web instead of directly from your CPU to your monitor.
And Odyssey does a little bit more than that, and that's one of the reasons why they actually recently spun Odyssey off from Library. It's now its own separate company, and that's because Odyssey had started bringing in more centralization in order to, let's say, speed up the service of certain videos that are not being hosted in a lot of places, because as we were explaining before, Library is essentially a protocol that allows people to share media, but if you don't have a whole lot of people sharing the media, it may not go very quickly, right? Like the downloads might be slow. Mm-hmm. And so they actually did implement centralized content delivery into Odyssey. And for instance, that's how, you know, that's how you have to have live streaming for the most part. There are starting to be some decentralized live streaming options, but they're pretty early out there. We tested one of them called PeerTube last year, and it was rough.
Really?
Yeah, it's not.
What were the issues with it?
It's just not ready for prime time yet. I don't remember. It was something we were testing right before the raid, and I haven't gone back to it since then.
Because I've played with PeerTube a little bit. And,
there were bugs. That's all I can say.
Oh, okay.
Just, you know, bugs that you wouldn't want your users having to deal with, and it just wasn't ready.
Gotcha.
But the tech is there, and it's coming along. So I would say within the next few years, decentralized video streaming will be more of an accessible thing. But for now, if you're looking at a video stream live on the internet, 99% of the time it's coming from a centralized server. So Odyssey had implemented some of these more centralized systems, and so Library and Odyssey kind of did a mutual breakup. They're still buddies or whatever. They're still working together. Like for instance, with Odyssey, if their centralized server fails, it will fall back to the Library network. So it is still tied into Library, but there's other stuff built on top of it.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So we continue here. We'll also look at the question is, are these tokens that Library has a security as well?
Who's storing the files, though?
Who is storing which files?
I mean, when you upload your Free Talk Live content to Library, and let's leaving Odyssey out of the picture for the moment. It's got to be sitting on somebody's hard drive in order to be served.
Well, Odyssey's picking all that up. So Odyssey
has big server farms with a lot of
big time
network attached storage, basically. Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a way to get compensated for that in Library Coin?
Getting compensated for what?
For basically, I mean, the vision that I've always had in terms of serving video was the idea that, let's say you just had a token that was good for 1 megabyte. Mm-hmm. Okay, you denominate the thing in megabytes, and basically, so you send somebody a token when you download a megabyte, and when you upload it back to somebody else, they send you a token.
I see what you're saying.
So then the thing you want to do is get the most popular files so you can download it once and upload it many times.
That's not their model, but they do have a pay-for-play model if you want to utilize it. So you, when you upload your content, you can check a box and say, I want to charge for this content. So by default, you upload for free. Anyone can watch your videos a la YouTube, right? Like anybody who clicks can watch. Or you can say, no, I think this video needs to get paid to be watched. And then you can set whatever price in library tokens you want. We can come back to it. Let's talk first to Jeff. He's in Iowa. He's a professional driver calling us from the road. What's on your mind, Jeff?
Hello. So I just wanted to make a couple of comments about the protests that are going on in Canada.
Sure.
And, you know, so it's the vaccine mandate that kind of push this in that direction. But the truth is that, you know, the average person just has no idea the kind of tyranny that truck drivers face on a day-to-day basis.
Oh, yeah. And the regulations you guys have are insane, and that's only me hearing about things on occasion. I'm sure it's even worse than what I know.
It's just obnoxious. I mean, for example, most people believe that the police can't search your car when you pull over. Well, if you got 18 wheels, then that does not count, you know? I mean, it's just, like, there's just so many, like, we don't have the so-called Constitution out here on the road.
Mm-mm.
And I think that a lot of the protesting that's going on in Canada, you know, is just, I think it's just the culmination of, these guys are tired of this.
Sure.
I hope that they're working on a on something in the United States. I'll drop whatever I'm doing. I'll go to wherever I need to go to be part of a United States convoy or whatever.
Have you heard anything? It doesn't sound like you have.
I haven't heard anything. I've heard rumors. I've heard, you know, but I haven't heard anything. And I have mad respect for all the drivers that have really put themselves on the line.
They have, yeah.
And who, you know, they're risking their livelihood, their families.
Well, it really speaks to how far they feel like they've been pushed, right? They are really risking everything, and that's a truly, you know, final act, right? Like, this is it.
Well, so I was just going to suggest that the one problem with this is it's, like, too much of a central point where, you know, like, the Canadian government can eventually figure out how to get these trucks out of there, and then they'll just prosecute a bunch of people and put a bunch of people in jail or whatever they're going to do. A far better protest, in my opinion, is just to hang up your keys. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, if you had a certain percentage of truck drivers that decided we're not doing this anymore and just stopped driving...
Well, hasn't that happened to some extent?
A general strike would also be enough.
Hold on, Jeff. If you've got time, Jeff, hang on. I want to bring you back. We can talk about this because, as I understand it, there are a bunch of drivers who are fed up and are just not going, you know, they're just not driving anymore. But maybe it's not as many as I think. We certainly know that there's not enough truckers to take the cargo that is at the ports right now. So there's a dire need for more.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world.
As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, it's Ian
and Nobody.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We do have a social media site that you have way more freedom to speak if you use it. Over at social.freetalklive.com. It is the Mastodon platform, which means that it is essentially a more decentralized system because it's federated. So you can connect to other people on other Mastodon servers, and there are thousands of those all around the planet. Plus, it is self-hosted, which means that we're running the server, and there's not some big tech media corporation that's behind this thing. So check it out at social.freetalklive.com. We go back to Jeff. He is a truck driver, a professional that's on the road right now in Iowa, calling in with his thoughts on the protests. You're saying that it looks like, and we did report on this earlier, that now the Ottawa police are saying they have this emergency powers to go in and create no-go zones in the city. They're planning on arresting people who refuse to leave and arresting anyone that tries to come into those zones. So the crackdown may be imminent there in Ottawa. And you're saying that you think the best approach would just be to simply have a mass strike of drivers just saying, look, we're hanging up our keys and we're staying home. We're not going to block anybody's streets. We're just not going to do anything. And then that'll put some serious pressure, you think, economically?
You wouldn't want to limit it to truck drivers, though. Why not make it a general strike?
What do you think, Jeff?
Yeah, of course. So when these electronic logbooks came out, it was right about the beginning of the pandemic.
Oh, really?
And there were a lot of drivers. It was a couple months beforehand, but there were a lot of drivers that quit over it. They said, we're not doing this. And let me tell you, over the last year, over the last 2 years, actually, I have seen just, like, from my own experience, and this is, of course, just anecdotal, but I can't tell you how many times I've heard people tell me, now hurry as quickly as you can because that factory that you're going to, they're shut down until you get there waiting for your stuff. Or
wow.
I get approached with people that have loads for me to take, but they'll only give me a load if I've got a team, another driver, because they need the stuff, you know.
They don't have time for you to sleep.
They don't have time, and I've noticed that the rates over last year, the rates have been double to triple.
Wow, meaning what you get paid?
Well, what the truck gets paid. So I happen to have my own truck, and I have my own business.
Right.
Company drivers, they still get their same, you know, 50 cents a mile or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. But the company is doubling the rates.
The companies are taking it to the bank.
Mm.
So, I mean, last year was actually a pretty good year for me because of that.
Right. Well, it's going to be tough for people to walk away from that, right? You know, like if it's good money and people need help, then it's going to be tough.
You know, so last year I was saving a little bit aside because I figured that there might come a point where I need to park my truck.
Mm.
And so, you know, if there's a massive movement, I will absolutely be part of that because, like I say, I've been blessed or lucky or however you want to, you know, to be able to do that. But most of these truck drivers, they live in their truck. They don't even have a home, or a lot of them don't even have a home that they go to. They don't pay rent, you know, so why would you if you're only going home for a weekend, a month, or
right.
You know, whatever else?
Yeah, if you don't have a family sitting there waiting for you. Then you don't need it.
So if there's any group of people that can bring this, I mean, it's the truckers. And
okay, so I
if,
just...
If trucks,
Jeff, I'm sorry to interrupt. I just looked up a statistic I've been wondering about over the last few weeks. I just now finally looked it up. According to truckinfo.net, there are an estimated 1 out of 9 truckers are independent. Meaning the majority of those are owner operators as far as the 1 in 9. So let's say 1 out of 9 are independent drivers. They have the freedom to choose their jobs and their, you know, who they're working for, that kind of thing.
It's more than that.
You think so?
If you're leased onto a company, then they're not counting that as independent.
Hmm.
But, like, so there are companies that they're just a company that drivers lease onto, and they pretty much have. So they're talking about people that have, like, their own authority, which is, like, their permission to drive. So if you're leased onto something, then you're just as independent, but you have to put the name of that company on your door, and they probably, that would be my guess.
What do you think, if it's not 1 out of 9, what do you think the real statistic is?
I'd probably guess more like 50%.
50%. Okay, well, in that case...
That's my guess.
In that case, it could be a pretty effective protest if people hang up their keys. Like, the corporate drivers are less likely to do that, right? Because they don't want to lose their gig.
They're going to have a hard time because their dispatcher is going to basically say, well... But the other thing is, you know, because of the pandemic, all the trucking schools, they closed down for like 6 months.
Mm.
And so they got, like, no new drivers, and they're still playing catch-up from that.
Oh, interesting.
So there aren't enough drivers out there right now.
And there's a general labor shortage going on.
Oh, yeah.
Cumberland Farms, the local 24-hour store, it's not a 24-hour store anymore in Keene.
It's awful that they're doing that. Yeah,
yeah. And the same thing in Concord.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to the guy in Cumbie's in Concord, and they don't have the staff.
Okay, so let me ask you this then, Nobody, regarding the idea of a general strike. What good would it do? I mean, you basically already have people who are refusing to work
is the idea that there'd be some sort of an organization.
You hit somebody where they're already hurt. Mm-hmm. If you hit, if you get a good shot on and somebody's bicep, for example, in martial arts, you continue to work that same spot where they're already hurting. So if you've got a labor shortage, and then you have people who would ordinarily be working during that labor shortage saying, I'm not going to,
until
makes things even even worse.
And the idea would be that you would make some sort of a public statement and say, we're not going to work until X, Y, and Z, meaning that roll back the whatever mask restrictions and things like that. Would that be the plan?
I would imagine, yeah. And general strikes have been... I think that was a lot of what brought down the communists in Poland. I think that's what Solidarity was doing.
Jeff, was there anything else you wanted
to
share tonight?
I was just going to say, just a few days of trucks not rolling will bring everything down.
That's for sure.
You won't have gasoline, you won't have groceries, you won't have anything.
Yep.
We are 100% reliant on trucks, and you mess with us, and beware. That's all.
That's absolutely true. You guys are the most critical infrastructure, not just in the United States, but all around the world. So I want to say thank you for your service, Jeff.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, brother. Keep us in the loop, by the way. Anything that's developing out there, if you hear anything about an actual U.S. convoy, give us a call. Let us know, because we had Reed Coverdale on the show on Saturday night. He's another liberty-friendly trucker out there, and he says he hadn't heard anything yet either. So there's the reports on social media, which are making it sound like this thing's happening and or coming up. And then there's what the drivers are saying, which is they're not hearing anything. So maybe there's, you know, a reality between the two, and we'll find out. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Enjoy the ride out there.
Thank you.
Yep.
Well, if people want this to happen, then somebody needs to be the change
the
they want to see in the world.
Yeah, and that's true.
Somebody's got to start talking, and rather than asking, is this going to happen, they need to
make it happen.
You know, do the same thing I did with the 420 rally, which is I just started doing it.
Right.
You know?
Well, and you got to tell people you're doing it.
And, yeah, I started doing it, and I started telling people I was doing it. So it was just me, Candace, and Noah. Well, actually, the first day, I guess, was the Glenn Beck 912 rally, which you were there for. I guess that was kind of the birth of it.
Was it really?
But
did we get high after the 912 rally or during it? What happened?
After it, went up in the went up in the gazebo and got stoned.
And then, like a week later, there were 100 people in the park. Was that basically it?
Yeah. Well, the day I got arrested on the 26th, so that was 2 weeks after 912.
Wow. Yeah, and the truckers that went across Canada was a very grassroots thing where it just some people started it and a bunch of other people joined it. So we'll see what pans out. Let us know as you hear things. The phones are always open here at Free Talk Live. Hour number three is on the way. We still have to talk about the security question. What is a security? And, you know, does the library token meet the definition? I don't think it does. And neither does the library folks. Neither do they. More coming up here.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Auto honorary forest ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.